do tonight, you're tuning in to Look Ma No Script, an improvised alternative story based on the pulps of yesteryear. Tonight's story is The Sword of Lictor, where Severian finally reaches the place of exile, Thrax, the city of windowless rooms. But his journey is far from over as he reaches the highest points of the nearby ancient mountains. That story is happening, but so is this one.
Declare that my representative here, Mr. Severian, has been cheated out of the opportunity to redeem his full, his whole purpose, you know?
Like his whole purpose? Yeah, you've come in front of the court with a flimsy sort of stance here.
But you see my point.
What do you want for him? We were just sort of we gave him the crying, howling halls and, like, the chains, and he can chain people up again. Is that not enough?
He did fail his first test. I will admit, he did. He did. Let's get one thing right. And you guys were gracious enough to give him a second chance to test and really, you know, claim his full destiny and become the true torturer.
Yeah.
And he blew that one,
failing,
too.
The failing of the first test was the test, right? Where he gets sent to Thrax, and then he's supposed to sort of fulfill his destiny there. But yeah, he just didn't... He went up a tower and he killed a different guy, and we were like, oh, well, that wasn't supposed to happen, so...
No, and, you know, you've told him multiple times. Severian, let me get this right. You've been told multiple times. I know you're not on the stand. That's why you're just looking at me and not responding. I know that... You have been told that you must torture someone in order to pass these tests, and then you don't. So, if I went to a pizza place and asked them to make a pizza, and then they didn't make a pizza, I'd say you failed. But...
Do you want me to respond to...
No, don't.
Metaphorical?
You'll implicate yourself in this, and then...
Implicate yourself? Severian, speak!
No, don't! Don't speak! No! Hey!
I get 50% of people on that.
I object to that. Did that work?
Okay. Sustained.
Okay, so.
Right? Yeah.
He's blown two tests, but you have denied him the ability to gain his destiny.
We have not. We said, hey, Severian, go up into the mountains. We have some more sort of destiny shit up there for you. And what does he do? He's just... He gets a lawyer-type character who looks like a lawyer and it puts him in the court before all of the judicial sort of torturers. We don't want to be here. We've got torturing to do. And you're torturing us by making us be here.
Caught me. That's my plan. My plan was to torture you all. Did I pass my test?
Very good job. Yes, John, you've succeeded. Yes. Here is your flail. Here's your mace. Here's your, the sort of helmet with the sort of... Makes you look like a creepy guy, so
yeah.
You can better
and
menace people.
It's got the little tassel on it. The tassel that is also a cat of nine tails.
Anybody else have any sort of stuff for John here before he goes off to be a torturer? Are we good? What is there anything else, John, you need for torturing? I feel like you're pretty well equipped.
Tuberculosis Jones out!
Goodbye, John. So, Severian, yes, thanks for coming in. You can go back to your fucking Thrax. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Do I have to go back through the mountains? Can somebody give me a ride?
No. Nope.
Oh, I have to walk all the way back to Thrax?
All the way back to Thrax. This time, that's... we didn't give you a sort of jolly ride. Or what? You know, I don't even know how you got there the last time. But
this is
go
gonna
take your Dorcas.
This is going to be torture.
Yeah.
Oh.
You got it.
Okay. Oh, right, wow. You guys are
get
good.
Get out of here. Cat of nine tails.
I'll get you.
Get him out of here.
Get out of here.
I mean, it's weird because, like, you're the name of a thing. Don't worry about it. Wow, they really got you there.
I thought hiring that lawyer was gonna actually do me. I didn't realize that was just his test.
Yeah, I think that was. I think he got you. I think his whole thing started. His whole torture test started when he was like, "I do declare."
I know that was in like that was a 3-year process of like getting him hired. Yeah. I spent millions of dollars on that guy.
There were so many montages of him like reading books and having epiphanies over like certain codes and stuff.
He actually did the paper. Like I'm looking through the paperwork, he actually wrote these.
And it's like positive. Like it makes you look like you're going to win.
Yeah.
It's really brutal that he just totally threw it away at the end.
Should I hire another lawyer to sue him?
I don't know if that's that guy disappeared through a portal. I don't think that's a good, I don't think you're going to win that case. Although you could start it and then he'd go to jail because he wouldn't show up, right? Okay. Or he liked that.
I think, okay, we're going to go back to Thrax. And the first thing we do when we get back to Thrax is find a new lawyer who's going to sue that lawyer.
If they look anything like that guy, just sort of walk the other way. Or say I do declare or anything like that. I think we know not to hire that lawyer, right?
Perfect. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. I'm going to walk into this bakery real quick and talk to this guy. Now, I do eclair. Nope, I'm out. Yep. Okay.
How did that even happen?
That was so
quick. He took a portal to become a baker?
Yeah.
Wow.
Those eclairs look really good.
They look so good. Scorcher just looking at him. God, he's good.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. All right, well, up to the mountain, I guess.
It's so tall. Because
Thrax is now over the mountain.
Yeah.
It is the fastest way on foot, though. Because it's like, if you're taking where I met you on the road, it goes around. And that's like a 3-day journey. But if you go over, it's technically like a 2-day journey, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's get going, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe we'll meet some friends.
Oh, man, you know who I'd love to meet?
Who?
No, it's an impossible... It's such an impossible dream, I literally can't describe it to you.
You've met me, and I'm an impossible dream sometimes, wink. Manic Pixie Dream Girl.
Oh.
Mm. Right?
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
I feel like that's pretty fair. Come on, share your impossible dream with me, Dorcas.
I've always wanted to meet someone who's a smaller me. I just wish I had a smaller version of me. You know, what? Dorcas, is that too much?
Wow, Severian, was that... That was beautiful. What? Am I feeling a song coming up? No, that was the song.
It was kind of...
At least the intro to a song.
Yeah, there's more to it, but it's just...
That's what you've gotten written down.
Yeah. And, you know, just the whole idea of meeting somebody who's a smaller me is so just out there that, like, I don't even need to go into the rest of the song.
I totally grasped the entire sort of situation. And I think if you're going to meet a smaller version of yourself, why not on the peak of a mountain that you've never been to before, right? Like a totally unknown area.
Oh my God. You're right. Anything is possible.
Anything is possible. Even the whole jingle thing you just did. I mean, that was amazing.
What do my eyes see? Behind this small bush, coming out is a man with a big tush. No, that's not him. That's not the small man I was looking for.
No,
that's just a guy with a big butt.
It's a big ass man.
Hey, you get away from my cave, you jerks. Commenting on my butt. How dare you?
It's really big, sir.
Get out of here!
I mean, it's a compliment.
No, it's not when you say it like that.
But tone doesn't matter. Well, I guess true. It could be. Yeah, you're right. Okay, we're moving on. We're looking for another small guy. You were really close. You even have a similar face to this guy, Severian. Do you know anybody who is of your stature? Sorry, you're mad. We'll keep going.
I came to live in the mountains far away from society.
He's singing too. Severian, it's spreading. We gotta get out of here.
Oh, quick.
Oh my
okay.
God.
Oh. We're away from the big butt guy.
Okay. It was like most of his body was a butt.
Yeah. Like, granted, he was smaller in stature. And like that butt might have been...
His butt didn't shrink, though.
No.
Was he shrunken? But not the butt? Okay. Ooh, it's getting cold up on this to your mountain. I hope we find a sort of a nice village filled with gentle folk.
Yes. And yeah? Although it's getting darker, there does seem to be, like, light coming from the distance.
Yes, a faint glow all about.
Light coming from the distance fills me with hope. We should go beyond to see what's there. This might be my chance to find my heir, the small man.
Who is a small you?
Dorcas! Oh. Dorcas, it's catching! You're becoming musical too!
Over that slope, there might be just
a just tiny over me! That slope,
there might be a small town! Filled with small versions of everyone we know. Look! There's a small version of that judge! Look! There's a small version of that man, John, that was very scary and a torturer. Look at him. Oh, and he went through a portal as well. Look! There's, just like you said, a small version of you!
Oh, this is it! This is my dream!
It's your dream!
Oh my god! Dorcas, I don't need to be a torturer anymore. I can live up here with the smaller me. And we can rule together in harmony.
In harmony.
In harmony.
In harmony.
Oh my god.
The smaller you, the smaller me. In harmony.
It is you, it is me. We have finally met here on this mountain.
An impossible dream
becoming a reality.
Bum, 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 bum.
It is happening today. Today is the day. I found the tiny village up here on the mountain.
Wow, and you picked him up and you put him on your shoulder. Look, a little Severian just for you.
I love him. Dorcas, I'm sorry. I love you too, Dorcas. But this is because...
Understood. Severian, look at him.
Look at him.
Look at him. Look at him.
And you heard our harmonies. Oh my god. Okay. You know what? No. I will achieve my destiny. I will achieve my destiny today.
You're right. Should have been a song.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. I'm on a roll here. Yes. Okay. I have found the tiny man today, and we will go down to the land and retake the test to become the old... I'm losing it, Dorcas.
Oh, Severian, little Severian, do you have maybe another lyric to help big Severian out? Shoot, he totally threw me off there. To become the ultimate torturer. It's me, it's him. It's me on his shoulder and him down here. I'm on him.
And
did that help? Did he sort of get it?
He did. He did. And look, he handed me the sword. The tiny sword of the lictor.
Oh my gosh. That's for you.
I thought that this was lost to the annals of time. But now it's mine. And I will go down to the land and destroy everyone through torture.
Through torture and fighting and torture.
And torture!
And torture. We will defeat them all. Your enemies who have thrown you out of the Torturers Guild. Fuck them all. They will die by our sword of Lictor!
Dorcas, tiny man, grab my hand, and we will descend this mountain and go claim my destiny.
That was everything I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was something I wanted. I do love the image of a little tiny sword of Lictor, just like enough, you know, death by a thousand cuts, and they're all like, ow,
Ow! Oh, oh, God! Oh, it hurts so much!
See, I love it because, like, you always think people are on the lookout for Excalibur, like the Holy Grail. But what if they were just really tiny?
Yeah, like a frog sword.
Yeah.
Sword for a frog.
It's possible.
Definitely. Could be the sword of legend. I don't see why it wouldn't be. Really.
Yeah.
It's always about, like, frogs kissing, you know, frogs kissing princesses and transference of power and stuff like that. Why not small sword? Maybe the sword in the stone was, like, really small. And he just, that's why a child had to pick it out. Because all the adults were like, that's not a sword. That's a toothpick.
Yeah. They were grabbing it, but their meaty hands were too big.
Too big. And it pokes them. And they're like, ah, a toothpick hurts. It both pokes me and gives me a splinter. So I'm very hyped for the adventures of Severian, Little Severian, Dorcas.
And Dorcas.
Their musical adventures. Very excited.
Yeah.
So that'll probably happen eventually. We'll just, either A, we'll forget it was a musical, and the next Book of the New Sun will be like, hey guys, what's up? It's me.
Or maybe the next one will be a poem, and it'll rhyme the entire time.
Oh boy, what a fun concept that'll be. Either way, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Look Ma, No Script, the podcast you just listened to. It's this one. I gave you the title. Thank you so much for listening. If you liked it, if you loved it, leave a review on your podcatcher on YouTube, letting us know what you thought of the podcast. 5-star review. How would that go, Aaron? How would that 5-star review of this podcast go?
This is my destiny to write a 5-star review of Look Ma, No Script. It's musical now. Every episode from here on out, everyone will be musical. They've doomed themselves because nothing will top this.
Shit. Well. Shoot.
Yeah. So if the next one is not musical, this is not a binding contract, and you can't hire Tuberculosis Jones to sue us.
No. And if your review says that, that's just your sort of opinion, man.
Yeah.
But thank you
so
much. We'll
get it fact-checked.
Thank you so much for your opinion, for your listenership. And we hope you listen again next week for more Pulp Adventures. Bye.
Bye.